Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast by Stephanie Laska. I lost 140 pounds, and I cannot wait to share all of my keto low-carb secrets with you during season 5. Get ready for a fast ride, because the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast by Stephanie Laska is going to get you inspired and help you to be successful. Let's get started. Best weight loss plan for 2024. Best weight loss plan, 2024. Can you believe already the year 2024? It's just so fast. It just came up and smacked us. It's coming. It's coming. The calendar, the days are long, but the years are short. Have you ever heard that expression? Well, I want everyone to give me a big thumbs up if you would like to know the big secret. You want to know the secret to success. You want to know what's hot, what's happening, and you want to know what the best weight loss plan is going forward, right? Today, tomorrow, next year, this year, 2024, what's hot, what's new? Give me a thumbs up if this is something that you want to know, because I want you to join me today and sit with me for about 20, 30 minutes, probably like 30. Y'all know I talk, but I'm going to go through tips on how I lost 140 pounds. And so here's my before and after picture. I'm going to show you right there. And I've kept this weight off for almost a decade. But I think most importantly, well, it is to me anyway, let me set this aside for now, is that I've kept this weight off now for almost a decade and started helping people in my journey all over the world to do exactly the same thing that I did. I know, right? So tell me in the comments where you are watching and listening from. If you haven't already, a couple of you already did, but if you haven't already, tell me where in the world you are watching and listening from, and also tell us how much weight you've lost so far on Dirty Lazy Keto. Because I think it's fun, isn't it, to see the world that you are a part of? Now, I know a lot of you are tempted when it comes to weight loss. You're tempted, you know, you want to bounce around a little bit. A lot of people do that. I've got my tennis ball. But people bounce around. They're like, okay, I want the best weight loss plan. I want all the secrets. I want to do the one that's going to work the fastest, the quickest, help me lose the most. And people do bounce around, even though you're here with Dirty Lazy Keto. You're still wondering, am I missing out on something? Is there a secret out there? Is there a secret? And then a lot of people bounce around and struggle, and then they'll just come right back. So today I want to stop you in your tracks, stop you from bouncing around and having your eyes wander. And I'm going to give you 6 essential criteria that you should be looking at when you're considering the best weight loss plan for you in 2024. So I'm going to have 6 essential criteria that I really want you to consider. And don't be rushing, because the most important one I'm going to share with you is last, and that will be the number 6. So you got to stay for the big number 6. That's going to be the most important one of all. I'll set that big 6 aside because it's going to be coming back. I know, like drum roll, like, ooh.
That was easy.
I'm going to try to make this fun and easy for you. So I broke it up into 6 steps. So first of all, this is the criteria you must consider when you are looking at the best weight loss plan for 2024 for you. And number 1, in my opinion, is that you have to really, really scrutinize what it is you're up to and what you're doing to make sure that it allows for real life to happen. Is it a realistic plan? Realistic plan. Realism, that's number 1. Now, whatever you're thinking right now, let me explain that to you. Today is a special day for me. Not only am I here with you, I'm putting on my cool necklace, but today's also my wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary to me. Look at my giant wedding ring. It's a plastic toy, but it's funny. It gets the point, right? But to celebrate, let me ask you guys a question. So this is all about number 1, being realistic in your weight loss plan. So number 1, should I celebrate my amazing wedding anniversary, which it really is? I'm not fooling you. Should I celebrate today with my wedding anniversary by having something like this? Now, if you can't see the screen, can you reach in there and look? Can you smell through the microphone? This is an assortment of gourmet fancy pants cheesecakes. Chocolate and strawberry, lemon, Oreo, all sorts of fancy pants desserts right here in this white gourmet bakery box. Is this how I should celebrate having my big wedding anniversary? I'm going to set that behind me so that I don't get tempted to stick my little finger in there. But really, is that the way I should celebrate? Tell me what your thoughts are. I'm curious what you think. Should I have a real cheesecake to celebrate? Now, if I was looking for a realistic weight plan for 2024, that might be an issue that could throw you into a tizzy, right? Because you're thinking, should I have a dessert and then feel guilty because I'm worth it and it's important and all that? Or should I skip it and then get really mad and resentful? Because these are problems that we all have. And the second we have some kind of important event in our lives, what are you going to do? So you need to find a plan that is going to be realistic to allow for real life to happen. So let me give you an example of how Dirty Lazy Keto has helped me to stay on track and be successful. And that allows me to have things like sugar-free cake or a sugar-free treat or a sugar-free dessert. This is low carb. I'm holding up here a angel food cake from the grocery store. Low in carb. It's not like carb-free, right? But it is low in carb. It's not made with sugar. And it tastes pretty darn good. Now, I could have something like this and be just as satisfied and still participate in my wedding celebration or any celebration, right? I might even like to put some fresh berries on top, add a little whipped cream, real whipped cream. Can I say that three times fast? Real whipped cream. Okay. But you get where I'm going. With Dirty Lazy Keto, I feel like I have the tools to be successful. I'm able to still enjoy my life, enjoy celebrations. It's real. I can still have real food that make me feel really happy. I think that's important. So tell me what your thoughts are on that. Because, you know, just because it's my wedding celebration, did you notice in this before and after picture, I was wearing a wedding dress in both ones? That's still me. With the dark hair, with the blonde hair, got married on this day to the same person. But we renewed our vow. We renewed our vows sometime later. And you can see that my size of dress dramatically changed. It was a, 24, 26 here, like a 4X. And then here, I believe it was like a size 2. So a real dramatic change. We still love each other just the same, but I look a little bit different on the outside, I would have to say. But tell me your thoughts on this. What's your opinion? Should you have the cheesecake or not? The real one. Tell me what you think in the comments, yes or no. Should I have it? Would you have it? What would you have instead? Put that in the comments. I'm going to spin the wheel here because I want to give away a prize to someone who is participating. Ooh, and how fun. It's a DLK pot holder. So it's going to be a pot holder for you. That is what I'm going to give away. Do I have one to show you? Here it is. Wait. Sorry, I had to reach down there. But I'm going to show you what the silicone pot holder looks like. It says Dirty Lazy Keto on it. I'm going to give away one of these special beauties to someone in the comments just for participating. So if you want to win, let me know. Don't be shy. But I'm curious to know what your comments are too about number one, about the best, you know, weight loss plan for 2024 being realistic. You know, what are your thoughts on that? Is that true? I'd like to know your opinion. So let's move on to number two, because I have six criteria I want you to really think about when you're focusing on weight loss for 2024. Number two, I feel like, you know, a lot of people skip over this one, but I feel like it needs to be affordable. Oh, that's funny. My watch is talking to me. I feel like a weight loss plan needs to be really affordable. And I'm holding up a $100 bill here. $100 bill. It's fake. But here's the thing. When you're losing weight, it shouldn't be expensive, I don't think. I don't think it should cost you an arm and a leg. I know. Oh, that's a bad joke. Bad joke. Here's my little baby with the arm and the leg. But really, weight loss shouldn't cost you an arm and a leg. And I feel like right now, especially, there's so much going on in the news where people are just freaking out. They're saying, oh my gosh, every day I'm opening the newspaper, I'm turning on CNN, and I'm hearing more and more and more about all these weight loss drugs. And all I have to do is make these appointments and I can go see the doctor and then once a month, and then they're going to prescribe me, you know, all these injections. You guys have heard about this, right? I'm holding you the injection here because I want to know your thoughts and comments on these. Are these expensive? Is this affordable? Is this realistic? Is this the best plan of weight loss for 2024? Tell me what you think. Now, everyone's going to have a different opinion on this, and I think we should be respectful of everyone's thoughts on the issue. I think that due to, you know, your medical situation and your doctor, I don't know. I'm not going to weigh in on this one, pardon the pun, but I'm going to let you guys decide, and I'm going to let you share what you think about being affordable. Is that something that's important to you when you're thinking about the best weight loss plan going forward, 2024? Does that involve paying for expensive medications, shots, ongoing doctor visits? Or are you thinking, hey, I don't want to pay all that money. I'm thinking I want to eat just regular food. I don't want to afford or use my money in that way. So if you want to talk more about this, I know I'm going to move on, but I will link up the next video, which is keto versus weight loss drugs. I'll focus just on that topic because I know a lot of people want to really explore that a little bit more. So that'll be the next video after this. But meanwhile, think about that and tell me your thoughts in the comments about affordability. Should that be important to you? Do you think you should have to pay an arm and a leg or, you know, empty out your bank accounts in order to lose weight? Have medication, have subscription? I don't know. What do you guys think? I could go off and on and on and on, but I'm going to stop because that's going to be that next video and we'll devote it all to that issue. But I'm curious what you guys think. It's hard not to want to keep talking on that one. Let's move on to number three, because I think when you're thinking about the best weight loss plan for 2024, a criteria I want you to really think about is accessibility. Is it accessible? Now, yes, I just kind of mentioned about the doctor thing and what have you, but should weight loss involve a trip to the pharmacy or a certain type of health insurance or a certain amount of money in your bank account? I know I'm going to not go down that path too much longer, but I want you to think about, should it be accessible to you with normal food, with everyday stuff? Now think about this. I'm going to hold up a little grocery bag behind me. Oh, a little, it's kind of heavy. Here's from my local grocery store. And I want you to think about the normal everyday foods that you can buy that don't involve a pharmacy, that don't involve medication, that don't involve a shot, don't involve going under the knife or being poked and prodded. Think about just regular food you can buy at your grocery store. I'm holding up some coffee here. You can have coffee. You can still lose weight. You can have caffeine. You can have alcohol. You can have delicious food cooked in oil. I'm holding up here some Brussels sprouts that I made. I sauteed these in coconut oil, and they're so good. They're a little stinky, but they taste amazing. Do you like vegetables when they're cooked or baked with some oil and salt? Let me know what your favorite one is, and let me know if you like Brussels sprouts. It's okay not to like them. You don't have to eat them. But my point is just regular old food from the grocery store. Here's something I buy every week without fail. That's cheese. You can afford cheese, right? It's at your local store. Everybody's got cheese at their local store, and that is a keto-friendly item. And what about meat? What about just low-carb vegetables, non-starchy vegetables? Oh, I gotta really reach in here. What about diet soda? Should you be able to have diet soda and lose weight or a low-carb beer? I think so. Having trouble getting this one out. Here we go. It's a heavy one. Here's my favorite all-time item that I shop for, and it is a rotisserie chicken with half the breast cut off. You guys don't mind, do you? I wanted to prove the point that regular food is all you need from a local store. Nothing fancy, nothing expensive. You know, if you wanted to buy something that is sugar-free, if you wanted to buy sugar-free creamer, here's sweet cream. Oh, yummy. If you wanted to buy some of these fun sugar-free items, you can. But you can also just buy regular old vegetables, use butter, use normal foods from your normal grocery store. Here's a cucumber. And I'll even show you one more keto-friendly item just to prove my point. Jell-O. Jell-O's everywhere in America. This is sugar-free Jell-O, and that is so available, no matter where you live. I was even in Canada, and I went to the grocery store to scope out what they had, and they had all the same goodies that we have here. It's not that it has to say keto on it for it to be accessible and keto-friendly. It just needs to be low in carb or sugar-free. Does that help? I think it does. Now, if you are still struggling with this, I have a full grocery list inside the book Extra Easy Keto. So if you have your copy, it's like, 15 pages long, and it has the net carb count and the serving size for each of these keto-friendly foods. So refer to this book for help and more ideas if you're still struggling with that. Whew. It's exciting, huh? On that same note, let's say you're not quite ready to go there. Are you on my email list? Because if you do sign in on my website, it's dirtylazyketo.com. Dirtylazyketo.com. Pretty obvious. If you do sign in there, it's free. I will sign you up for my free email list. And the first email comes with a bonus starter grocery list. It's a starter. Starter. It's very small, but it's starter and it's free. And that can get you going. And then you'll get lots of emails and fun tips from me. And it's all free. It'll just keep on coming. And if you don't want them anymore, you just hit delete or unsubscribe. No big deal. I won't be offended. I think I have over 2 million people have subscribed for my list. I know, right? So don't be afraid to get on there and sign up. I don't sell your information. I don't sell your information to anyone. And I only send you goodies about keto. So that is all number three. Let's move on to number four. No, we're going fast today. Number four is all about sustainability. You're like, what? Why is she holding up a plant? Well, think about it. The best weight loss plan for 2024 has got to be something that you can do forever. Because you don't want to be on this merry-go-round and then off the merry-go-round and then lose weight and then gain weight. And you go down a pant size and then you go up a pant size. Have you done that before? If you want to be brave, tell in the comments. Because aren't you tired of that? I know I was. I had spent so many decades of my life being overweight, trying all these fad diets, trying them for a tiny bit of time, and then I'd get frustrated and mad. They'd be too expensive, or the food was horrible, or I would, have that moment of weakness where I had to have something sweet and I didn't have a plan. You know what I mean? So I've been on and off that merry-go-round myself. But going forward, if you are ready to stop all that nonsense and you're looking for a fresh start and you want to choose the best weight loss plan, think about sustainability. Use that as one of your key criteria in determining what's going to be the best for you. So that's why I have the plan. Be sustainable. Now, it's important that I do something I can do forever, even though I've lost the weight, kept it off 10 years. But it's not going to stay off me if I just go back to eating garbage, right? So I want to prove to you that even, years and years later, here I am, still enjoying the same lifestyle and still keeping it off. Now, I told you it's my anniversary. So we were real fancy. We went out to Olive Garden with our gift cards from my mom. And I want to show you my some of the food I brought home. Isn't that funny? I brought this for you. I was like, don't throw away the bag. I want to show everybody. I got to save that. But I ate so much of the salad. Isn't that the best part? I love the salad. And then I brought home some of my leftovers here. And I thought I'd hold it up and show you. Here is the dish that I ordered. It was a salmon with broccoli. It was fantastic. Here's a piece of my delicious salmon. Salmon is a very oily, fatty fish, perfect for the keto diet. And some freshly steamed broccoli. And when they asked, do you want cheese on it? I was like, yes, 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 go, 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 go. You know how they grind it? And they're like, tell us when to stop. And I'm like, keep going, keep going, keep going. So here I am with some of my leftovers, and I even brought a few bites of my salad home. But just to show you, I'm still eating in a low-carb way. Even though it's been going on 10 years, it's not like I lost 140 pounds and then woke up the next day and was like, okay, bring on the mashed potatoes. No, I didn't do that. I'm still enjoying this same lifestyle, same as you, and cooking the same way. I'm just eating maybe a little bit more carbs than I did when I was losing weight. Now, if you're still struggling or you're beginning this or you're starting over, I just want to point out the fact that I do share all the recipes, all the meals that I actually make for myself and my family in the cookbooks. There are four of them. There's no repeats. I get this question all the time. Is it the same recipes in each one? No. Every recipe or every cookbook is different. There's four of them. There's 100 recipes in each one. Here's the 5-ingredient cookbook. Every recipe has 5 main ingredients. Gotcha. You have to kind of figure out which one's going to be best for you. The No Time to Cook cookbook means all the recipes can be made in 30 minutes or less, including prep time. This one's super fun. This is the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap cookbook, where all the recipes are $10 or less for the whole shoot and match. And this was the original cookbook, the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook. This is the one that started it all, where I was on the Today Show. And you're going to do well with any of these cookbooks, any or all. It'll give you ideas and keep you focused and give you, you know, support. There's fun tips on every page, little ideas and suggestions for how to make the keto lifestyle fun and doable and realistic, sustainable, right? That's all part of number four. So let's move on to number five. We're going fast today, right? I'm doing good. Not too much talking. Number five is kind of fun. I like to have a little fun with you guys, but I want you to think about number five as this criteria. Is the best weight loss plan for 2024, when you're looking at it, does it give you peace, dramatic peace sign light, peace, health, and happiness? Does it give you peace, health, and happiness? All three of those things. Because think about the type of lifestyle that you're about to jump into or maintain. And when you're eating this way, when you're eating the dirty, lazy keto type foods and recipes, these foods are healthy and they taste great. But most importantly, or more importantly, in my opinion, they won't make you feel that inner stress, that inner turmoil, that kind of anger, resentment, stress. You know what I'm talking about? Have you felt that in the past when you've been on some kind of a weight loss thing where you're like, you know, you're angry, you're mad, you're frustrated, you miss certain things, you feel embarrassed or ashamed. You know, they tell you, you can only have one cup of this for one point or all that business, this shake or this. And then you're like, but I want more, or I don't like that. Or what, you know, no one else is eating that. And then all these emotional things bubble up. Now, it's important to me that I don't feel that way. And I think that that is part of why this works and why it's so sustainable, is that there's that peace. You feel good about yourself. You're at peace with the type of food you're eating. You know that it's healthy. It's nourishing your body. You're not starving. That's very important. You're getting the nutrition you need. And you have good lab work. Your doctor's on board. You don't have any of those health issues that you were struggling with before. And you feel happy. That's important, right? Now, some examples of dirty, lazy keto foods that make me happy, I'll show you, include the occasional treat. Now, I talked about my sugar-free cake a minute ago. But having chocolate, having sugar-free items at my disposal, or at least a plan anyway, it makes me feel very satisfied and like I'm not missing out. I also love to have nuts. Don't you? Do you have a favorite nut? I do. I love nuts. I love mayonnaise. Don't be embarrassed if you like mayonnaise too. I can't be the only one. Some people are so grossed out by mayonnaise. And I'm like, really? It's so amazing. It's like how I make a lot of my salad dressings, peanut butter. I use sour cream quite a bit. Does any of this sound like you're going to miss out? What about real cream cheese? What about steak or butter? Real shrimp, seafood? Doesn't that sound amazing? Bacon? Who is feeling deprived when they're having meals made with these types of ingredients? Come on. You got to get with it. Having the oil, using real food like this. This makes you feel satisfied. It makes you feel happy. So you're not feeling like ashamed or embarrassed, or like you're missing out. I don't feel that way. And I especially love that I have the option to have keto, like low-carb, sugar-free type desserts, or I can make my own by using some of the recipes, right, that we talked about that are inside the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks. There are dessert recipes in all four of the cookbooks. There's a whole chapter, in fact. You cannot live without desserts, people. Really? How about creme brulee? Do you want to make creme brulee? I'll teach you how. Do you want to make candied almonds? Do you want to make German chocolate cookie dough? I think you do. Do you want to make peanut butter pie? I even have like a 2-minute video on YouTube I can show you for that one. Let me know in the comments and I can link that up. But come on, we need some options here, people, and we need to be able to enjoy ourselves. That's why number five was all about peace, health, and happiness. I know that's three things, but it's important. I feel like it's key when finding a weight loss type strategy that's going to actually make sense for you. Now, I gave you a whole bunch of excitement and drama about number six, didn't I? I was like, number six is the most important. Here we go. I'm going to pull out my number six again, the big six. Because I told you number six was going to be most important when it comes to a criteria for you to decide what's best for you in terms of the best weight loss plan going forward. Can I have a drum roll, please? Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please. Are you still awake? The best way to lose weight in 2024. You're like, I knew that, Stephanie. Here's the winner. I've got my trophy. I've got my t-shirt on. Here we go. The winner is going to be Dirty Lazy Keto. Dirty Lazy Keto, let me tell you why. This is going to be the most important criteria that you choose is going to be number 6. It has to be effective. Now, to be effective, it is going to have to work. Now, I could have started with that number 1, but then what's the fun in that? I wanted a little bit of excitement. Number 6, I want you to think what is going to be the most effective for me, and here is why I believe Dirty Lazy Keto is going to be the clear winner. Well, at least it is for me. You can tell me what your thoughts are. Tell me your opinion. And the reason why I think it is the clear winner is because you're cutting out things that are inflammatory to your body, that wreak havoc on your life, like sugar, right? Do you do well when you eat sugar? Because I don't. Tell me if you do, because I'd love to know your opinion on eating sugar. Does it mess with your head? Does it mess with your heart? What about when you're eating high starch foods like mashed potatoes? What does that actually do to the way you feel about yourself, your blood sugar, your self-esteem? What about popcorn? High starch foods, high flour foods, high carb foods. Now, when I was eating the standard American diet, when I was weighing almost 300 pounds, I'd go to the movies and I'd eat one of these and then get the free refill, go back, sit down, eat the whole second bucket. Also, I'd be having candy and sugary soda and maybe even a little treat from my pocket. And I was still hungry when I left the movie theater. Sometimes I would even do that right after leaving a dinner or a restaurant, like on a Friday night. So for me, eating sugar, eating high starch foods, eating high carb foods, it was a lose-lose situation. So finding a lifestyle for me that's effective meant for me cutting out sugar and high carb foods. And for a lot of other people, this has been the case. Now, you're wanting to know if this works besides just me. Some of our friends here from the Dirty Lazy Keto lifestyle have been on the cover of magazines and have been written about and shared. Even on the cover, here's Jeannie. Look at her, she's so amazing. It says, Jeannie, age 59, lost 167 pounds on Dirty Lazy Keto. Here she is on the cover of First for Women magazine. Such a special magazine. I don't want it to tear. I got to set it behind me. I don't want it to get damaged. Here's another one. This is very recent with Sherry. Grandmother, she lost 86 pounds at age 62 with the help of Dirty Lazy Keto. Look at her. She's on the cover, and how cute is she? Doesn't she look like she's 30 or 25 maybe? She looks absolutely gorgeous. Looks younger, healthier, full of energy, and she lost all that weight as a grandmother. Postmenopausal people. These are women just like me and you who are able to cut the sugar, cut the flour, cut back on those starchy foods, lower the amount of carbs they're eating, get themselves into ketosis, lose weight, and keep it off. Here's Barb and Carol. They're sisters. And look at that. They lost 284 pounds together on Dirty Lazy Keto. And they were all, these are all amazing cover girls. And I have so many other amazing stories to share with you too. And I put a lot of them on my website. But I just want to give you those few examples here to let you know that cutting back on the carbs, keep cutting until you get yourself into that ketosis. That's where you get into that fat burning state that will not only help you to lose weight in 2024 and beyond, but you're going to feel better too. You're going to feel amazing, feel full of energy, feel happy, feel confident, feel healthier. Isn't that what it's all about? It's not about the size of clothes, the number on the scale. It's about our health and about being on this earth just a little bit longer, so that you can have great memories with your family and friends. I was looking for my earth. Here it comes. Come on. It's not just about the weight loss. It's about our health and about having a full life where you can spend it with the people who love you and the people that you love. That's really what we're doing here. And that's why I want to help you. So keep in mind, you guys, getting into ketosis, losing weight, it does not have to be complicated. That's why I do these weekly talks. That's why I keep talking your ear off. And that's why I keep creating resources for you. The DLK lifestyle is doable for everyone, no matter how old you are, no matter where you live in the world, no matter what situation you're in. I feel like it is doable for you. And I am going to coach you through the basics. I'll help you get started, reboot, continue, maintain, all of those good words. And I'm going to help you with all of that. And if you're looking for a resource to really kick you in the pants and get you moving, I do recommend you start with Extra Easy Keto, because it's broken up into a 7-day program where it's like, day one, do this. Day two, do this. So in 7 days, you figure the whole kit and caboodle out. It's really broken down and very simple. If you're looking also for another Get Started guide, you might also like to read Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking the Rules. And it's more about my personal journey and personal discovery of this whole lifestyle. And this was a USA Today bestseller. It's printed in Russia, all over the world. The cookbooks, even one of the cookbooks is in the Czech Republic. Isn't that neat? So keep in mind, you guys, I'm here to support you no matter where you live, no matter where you're at in this journey. I'm here to help you. Be sure to stay tuned for that next video. If you are still curious and wanted to learn more about keto versus weight loss drugs, because that'll be teed up next. But meanwhile, I want to thank you so much for watching and listening. And I want you to give yourself a huge round of applause. Say, good job to me. Good job to me. Yay. Say, I can do it. 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 Say that in the comments. Thanks for joining me on the adventure today with the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. If you have questions about what we talked about, head over to my website, dirtylazyketo.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.